Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, all aboard FDR. That's short for our longest reigning president, who actually was almost socialistic in an effort to stem socialism in America, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's also short for Fuck the Rich. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your conductor. Unseen Abe is our engineer. And Captain Max is our captain. Hi, Captain Max.
How you doing? I'm Captain Max.
I'm rolling along.
Yeah, with all my young ones around helping me out.
And I guess Mariah would be the hostess with the mostest? I don't know.
My
Hello.
Pleasure.
How's that?
Hello.
What do you want to be?
I'm just good company.
Okay. You're going for a ride.
Whoa.
You say hostess with the mimosas? What?
Well, we could have mimosas, yes. I think we have champagne. We certainly have Jim Beam and some various Buddha liquors. Agua. Cocoa leaf liquor.
No one.
And I am Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mistress of the airwaves. And we're celebrating Pride Month, June honeymoon, baby. Gay the bonobo way, which really means kind of pansexual is how the bonobos are, but you can be any which way kind of gay for the bonobos, so they're very fluid. And we're also celebrating the third anniversary of Speakeasy Magazine.
Righto.
Actually, it's called Speakeasy Journal.
Can somebody bring me a Speakeasy Journal from from the set, the TV set?
This is a big celebration of the birth of a magazine, the brand spanking and splashing new Speakeasy Journal is what it was 3 years ago in 2018. We are playing our Speakeasy launch and birthday bacchanalia after this show tonight. And yes, this is the Speakeasy magazine that you're showing on Reddit.
Yeah, or anywhere else they see it, I don't know. Or
wherever you're seeing it, yes. And actually, if you're listening to one of our feeds, you can see it in the picture, the Speakeasy magazine. And you can get it on our site at drsusanblock.com/speakeasy. So we're celebrating the launch and playing that amazing show. We're going to talk about that show a little bit because it was quite orgiastic. And, of course, these magazines are our publisher, Captain Max's latest publishing efforts, projects, works of genius, masterpieces. Anyway, I keep getting higher and higher. Where's that loud? Anyway, I need it. It's almost my birthday, or you could say it's my almost birthday. So we're not exactly celebrating it, you know, not yet, because I'm hanging on to my youth as long as I can. So it's kind of birthday foreplay, you know. I mean, kind of getting ready. Right. And 3 years ago, we launched the Speakeasy Journal on my birthday. It actually coincided at that time. So it was my birthday present from Max, my publisher. I guess I'm the editor of it, the writer of it, but Max is the publisher, Captain Max. Birthday foreplay. And Speakeasy launch and Pride Month. So, Captain.
So, before we get to the good part, And I know you're all very busy on Facebook and Reddit and In the meantime, perhaps you're not aware, but America's under attack. It's under attack by right-wing arses. Is that a word? Yeah, arse. America's under attack by...
That's a British ass.
Oh, yeah. under attack from the Soviet Union. That's the Soviet Republicans. They're Soviets. The Republicans have now become Soviet. And for those of you who are scared of socialism and communism, let me just say, certain parts of our society already have total socialism. Okay? I don't know what you guys are all afraid of, but let me tell you about the socialism in America. It's called the army. You get education, you get food, you get medical services, you get housing, you get a lot of stuff, just like a socialist country. So I'm telling you, we got a problem. Our army is already socialist, so we don't have to worry about it. Now, wouldn't you like to have those kinds of benefits as a hard working or not able to work kind of person? I'm a socialist. So, and then there's the internet wars. That's part of the attack on American democracy, along with the Republicans. They are also under attacking our country. Okay. And then there's a judge, okay? He's a gung-ho First Amendment judge. And he just legalized carrying around AR-15s. And he says, there's nothing wrong with AR-15s. They're just like Swiss cheese. No, they're like a Swiss knife.
Swiss Army knife.
A Swiss Army knife. Okay.
Or a Swiss pocket knife.
I know this because I used to love my Swiss Army knife. And I
Who
never
didn't, right?
used it for nefarious purposes. I used it when I was trekking in the Himalayas, when I was camping at Pawleys Island. I used it, you know, for my hunter-gatherer outback experiences. That Swiss Army knife was especially important when you needed to open a beer on a desert island. I love my Swiss Army knife. It has many uses. Excuse me, Judge, but an AR-15 has one use: to shoot living things, kill living things, creatures. Yeah. That's what an AR-15 is. Could be human, could be a bird, but it's living. That's what it's for. So let's not beat around the bush or the penis. Let's just admit you're an amosexual arsehole, right?
Arsehole.
And you are going to put a lot of people underground with your penis up your arsehole.
You're part of the killing machine.
They don't call it arsenal for nothing.
Ta-dum-dum.
I mean, not fun. That's
arsenal.
Not fun.
That was
right.
A good one.
That was very good. Very good.
Gemini, brother. That's How was your birthday, Abe?
It was my birthday was great. I liked
it.
Good. It was very
I
fun.
Just want to know what to expect.
I got a couple of other things, and then you guys can take over the show. I'm going to the bathroom, smoke a joint.
I don't want you to go to the bathroom during my speaking.
And smoking a joint.
I have my headsets on.
Oh, you can smoke a joint.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm going
do.
To.
But
right.
I like always. How you like lump them together. Like, yeah. I'm going to go to the bathroom and smoke a joint.
Yeah, and take a poop and a pee. That's what you do in bathrooms. You smoke joints, you do poop,
you know,
and you pee. Isn't that what you do in the bathroom?
And you drink.
I have never seen you smoke on the toilet. Now, that might be too intimate.
That's very intimate.
Your wife of 29 years to see.
So that's not the smell of marijuana that I smell.
Light a match.
Light a match, right. Good one.
Open okay. a window.
One last thing. The right wing, meaning all those Republicans, Soviet Republicans, I call them, they support the Soviet dictatorships. They support the Chinese dictatorships. They want the same thing here in America. Hey, that's what they want, okay? And then one more piece of good news. The the G7, is that the G-Spot 7? The G7 have now put a tax on multinational corporations with a minimum tax of 15%. Now, I hope that's not 15% of their profit because, of course, none of them make any profit. I hope it's 15% of their gross because with that 15%, we can have an incredible world. They're just not paying their share. I'm done with this. I'm going to the bathroom. Be right back. Here's Dr. Susan.
Wait, whoa.
I don't know
about this partnership. I thought this was supposed to be a collaboration.
No, I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere.
Really?
Wait a minute. I'm at the bar. I can pee
Generation
in the bottle.
Z people. I see that one of the stars of Speakeasy Journal, the first one, the Splosh edition, and also one of the main players in the Spanking edition is in our clubhouse room. That would be Chef Be Live.
Chef Be Live,
so, what up?
Greetings.
Yeah, he's there. And we're celebrating the third anniversary of Speakeasy Journal. We're going to finally come out with our third
edition
of Journal. Chef, is he there? Or is he speaking? He doesn't have to speak.
He's not speaking.
He can speak in a little while.
He's not speak.
Because actually, I kind of want to talk about someone that he knows. You know, I'm having a birthday soon. And yeah, it's a little bit problematic, but it's great. I mean, I have mixed feelings. Doesn't everyone, I guess, after a certain age? Thanks, by the way, for the birthday wishes I'm already starting to get, which is nice, but also it reminds me, oh, you're getting older. And people have those little jokes. And now with social media, everybody knows. You notice you used to be able to slip on by in the olden days.
Slip on
can't
by.
Can't do that now.
Just slip on by.
Now everybody looks at your Facebook or whatever, sees your birthday, and lets you know. They know. They may not talk to you the rest of the year, but that's when they talk. Hi, and it's, you know, nice but annoying and mixed feelings. So, but shout out to someone I have very good feelings about, porn star Dragon Steel, who sent a very special gift.
Aww.
Along with a baby bonobo. Not a real one.
Oh, this one, that one.
He has sent me a couple of bonobos. He sent us bonobos for, was it Valentine's Day or anniversary?
Yeah, those are beautiful.
I think it was the anniversary.
Bonobos or Christmas.
Yeah, can I see that bonobo?
Yeah, this is a cute one. This is a baby bonobo.
Okay.
You can show that to Chico. He'll
show it to Reddit. Show it to people in Reddit.
Aw, there's a baby bonobo. He kind of looks like a common chimp.
Oh!
We're not going to get too species specific.
Yes!
The important thing, he doesn't have a tail. That's a label.
Oh, this is a tail.
Oh, that is a tail.
No, it's a tail.
We got to cut that off.
This,
oh, that's his dick. We
that's
have to
a penis,
sew it
see?
To the point where
there.
It'll be his dick.
And that's his tail.
Because that's a big difference between us apes and the monkeys.
This tail has two purposes.
We don't have tails. So everybody ages differently. It's true. It's a different experience for different people. I'm excited because I'm getting a pool for my birthday.
Yes.
So that'll make me feel young. Max is going to build me a pool.
We are going to build a pool. Max
Actually,
is just sort
Miguel
of
is building the pool.
Miguel is
Thank
building
you,
the
Miguel.
Pool.
Nice little oasis, you two.
I'm
have.
So excited because we don't go anywhere. And it's not just because of the corona apocalypse.
Yeah, you don't want to share pools with strangers right now.
No,
right?
No pools.
Maybe.
I mean, this pool is big enough for maybe a couple of certified, vaccinated, leftist Bernie supporters.
hotties.
And hotties. Oh, of course, hotties. Oh, hotties. Hotties. Got to be hot. I forgot
Can
about
you
that.
Still say that
well,
today?
You could be a Bernie supporter. And
Can you say hotties?
Hotties? I don't know. Yes. I might get canceled.
That is gender fluid.
Hopefully I don't get canceled for okay. saying hotties. Right.
Get canceled or, yeah.
Yeah. So everyone ages a little differently. For some, 60 is the new 40. And for others, well, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, or a slip and a fall before hospice. But one thing we all have in common, no matter how healthy or young thinking we are, is that one after one, and sometimes in clusters of two or 10, our friends are dying. So I'll start with one who not only just died, but actually shares a birthday with me. And that would be June 10th. I didn't even know this until he died. F. Lee Bailey. And he just passed away at the age of 90 years old. So we don't feel too sorry for him. But still, it's like, it hurts to lose someone you know. I wouldn't say he was a friend, but I would say he was an inspiration to me. Maybe one of the best criminal defense attorneys ever. And I did meet him, and I spent some time with him. I interviewed him when I was about 16 or 17 years old.
I love that photo of you, Dr. Susie.
Really?
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's such
a good
picture.
It's on Instagram, right?
And it's on Twitter, too, and Facebook. You guys have to check it out.
I put it on all the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and even Instagram, because it's a little piece of history. I was about 16 or 17 on this CBS. I was also on a famous channel, big corporate channel, called Young Reporters. And that's what I was. I was a national merit semifinalist and the editor of my high school paper. And I was interviewing F. Lee Bailey, who was the hottest attorney, and really way, way before like a Judge Judy or anybody that made law kind of entertaining. Mm-hmm. He was doing it on TV, telling stories and making himself into this swashbuckling hero. And so I interviewed him about life and law and the FBI. Because he was constantly kind of running around the FBI. He would trick the FBI. There's actually an interesting interview with him that I linked to from my little picture of me and F. Lee, or me and Flea, actually. Yeah, it's a funny interview where he talks about fooling the FBI that was tapping his phone, and he took them on a wild goose chase so that they would stop harassing him. Anyway, I have always loved a swashbuckling defense attorney, and the defendant needs somebody in their corner. And of course, F. Lee Bailey was there. Now, he was no public defender. He wouldn't get in your corner unless you could pay. It cost a lot of retainer fees just to gas up that private plane of his that he fooled the FBI with. I mean, maybe he did do some free stuff. I'm sure he did, actually.
He actually did a lot of free
stuff. Yeah, I'm sure he did. But he was notoriously expensive also, if you could pay.
If you could pay.
And he would only do free stuff that he wanted to do. So you had to have an interesting case for him to take it. A case that might get him some publicity, perhaps. He would mostly win, but not always. He had some pretty serious losses, like Patty Hearst had to go to prison for a while. Although maybe he got a softer sentence for her. A few of his most famous or infamous clients, depending on how you might see them, would be, of course, O.J. Simpson. and the Boston Strangler and Patty Hearst and Captain Ernest L. Medina. I kind of hated him for that one because that was Colonel the Vietnam Medina. Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was under Lieutenant Callie, who right. did have to go to prison. But Flea got Medina off, basically. And Medina was a mass murderer himself with yeah. his bare hands.
I just want to say this. I know, you know, Vietnam, like Trump, it was an American tragedy. And we just had, what do we have, some kind of celebration day for guys who kill other people? What is that called?
Memorial Day.
Huh? Ah, Memorial Day, right.
For our
Memorial
guys that day. Barbecue the
Vietnam,
other hot dogs.
Vietnam had nothing to do with defending our democracy.
No.
Okay?
It was just to... Now,
neither has this 20-year war...
Try to...
Nothing to do with defending our democracy.
Show China how tough we are.
Right.
And all we did was lose.
Just
really.
Like the French did. Just like the British
did. It was pathetic,
did.
And it was horrible, and it was devastating. So Medina was really both a victim of the war, being part of the military, one of the servants, but he was also certainly a perpetrator. Anyway, Flea defended everybody. If it was either a rich person or an interesting high-profile person. Also, Dr. Sam Shepard, who was accused of killing his wife, and many more, before he was eventually disbarred, okay? So I'm not sure what he was disbarred for. But anyway, I interviewed him when I was a very nervous, nerdy, myopic, anorexic teenage editor. And you
a
can
cutie
see my
pie.
Picture. Aww.
A hot
yeah,
chick.
I guess so. I'm in my big granny glasses and my bad hair. But I have pretty nice legs. I mean, I was anorexic. But, I was very bedazzled by the bold and brilliant and very sexy. Just looked you right in the eye. And then up and down. And very funny. And slightly diabolical. I've always loved Satan, patron saint of the bonobos, formerly known as Pan Paniscus. He has that kind of satyr look, F. Lee Bailey. He's kind of short, which, you know, cute. So I pretended to cross-examine him. And, yeah, I think when I look back that he was part of my inspiration to go legally blonde against the LAPD in federal court. I kept hearing that deep, ironic voice in my head as I questioned those lying cops about whether my big pink penis pillow really made them feel threatened enough to harass me. Though really, nothing can beat the way that Flea confronted Mark Furman. Do you remember that? In the OJ trial about the N-word, this was pure Perry Mason, if you're old enough to remember that, in which he asked Furman if he ever used the N-word. And Furman said no.
No.
And he asked him again and again, and he said no, he would never do that. I think he was literally an altar boy. And then the next day, he came in playing a tape of Furman using the N-word repeatedly. Well, it was a slam dunk. And I did essentially the same thing when the LAPD insisted that one of my staff had called them to report a bogus crime and that that's why they invaded my place. And I got them to name the staff member in court. The name was Oni, this guy who worked for me and who happened to be the brother of a police officer. That's why they knew that one. Yeah. And so I got them to say Oni and then play the tape. And I heard that tape. It was so obviously not Oni. And I just said,
Oni had a nice voice.
And then I brought Oni in. And everybody heard Oni speak. And I had also had a tape of their tape so that they could hear that it was not Oni, that they were lying. It was beautiful.
It was fabricated.
That's totally.
The jury was smiling at me. I knew I was going to win. And when Judge Manny Real saw that I was going to win, he threw out the case.
Right.
Where'd he throw it?
Just out on the street.
He just took the hammer.
And told me I was lucky I wasn't killed. And now that I see how brutal the police are, I think he was right. But
nice judge, this guy.
I appealed, went past Manny Real, who was overturned so many times and got almost impeached.
Well, he was fucking around with the
and yes, yeah, the with girl the girl from Cantor's.
From Cantor's.
Little sexual harassment there.
Yes.
So I appealed and won a great settlement from my now good friends at the LAPD and a personal apology from Mayor
Dick
Reardon. So I have to thank Flea Bailey and a lot of other lawyers like Barry Fisher for that. And I have to say, rest in peace. I'm not going to say power because you dead. So. Rest in peace, Flea Bailey.
Here.
And go Bonobos for a good defense, because you never know when you're going to need one.
D-Face McGee is joining us again on Reddit, who totally agrees, says defense attorneys are at the heart of democracy, protecting our rights.
I never tell attorney jokes because they have kept me out of prison for years and years.
Yeah.
After 23 attacks by the state, and they kept me out of prison. And one of the great attorneys was my personal attorney.
Stanley Fleischman.
Stanley Fleischman. Genius man.
Mm-hmm.
Genius man in a wheelchair.
Yeah, another little guy. Yeah, and little this guy. One in a wheelchair.
Yeah, in a wheelchair.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Some of these guys.
A master. I mean, really.
They have so much energy in their brains. But Effley had quite a bit of physical energy, too. He was little, like a badger, they said. And tough, and had that James Bondy look to him. And that widow's peak made him look more like a devil.
Yeah.
Like Pan, like a satyr. And unfortunately, I did not get harassed by Effley Bailey. I don't know if it was because I was anorexic or because I was constantly with my chaperone, my high school teacher, marvelous Marjorie Merklin, shout out, Harriton High School. I don't know if it was because of that, but he didn't harass me. I would have liked it. I would have. But, you know, I was just content to kind of make Google eyes with him, as you can see on the picture.
You were making Google eyes at him?
Googly eyes.
Goggle eyes. See, I was wearing these big glasses, honey.
I definitely saw a little, like, in your smile.
Is that
I
where
saw
Google
it.
Came from? Googly eyes? Google?
That's right.
Goggly,
that's
googly
right.
Eyes?
Google, goggle.
Another stoner all thought right. For you.
So check it out. It's an old
picture. Yeah, I tagged it
on
YouTube. It's on YouTube. I put it. Right. I put the link on there. So
yeah.
It's on Instagram, but I put the link on YouTube so that people can go to your Instagram.
You can check it out now. And you can find her on the TV site, drsusanblock.tv, so you can see what she looks like now.
Yep, and we're also on a lot of platforms. So just a reminder, Instagram, Reddit, Clubhouse, Facebook, and YouTube right now. We have some shout-outs on Reddit from Colombia, Nevada. We have Omar also tuning in on Reddit from Minnesota. So thank you all for joining us again.
Yeah, you guys are great. Put your guns away. And, you know, if you don't like me talking about guns, there's lots of other places, right-wing, Soviet-style Republicans who talk about guns. So go there.
So I'm looking now at some notes that I get censored by Harry. He only sends me the nice ones, because later I see people say, don't take my guns away. So Gary Anders said, with respect, I say, you're smoking hot, doctor.
Thank you, Gary.
Oh, you don't even have to say it with respect, Gary. I would like that regardless of your attitude.
He's the G-spot man.
Yeah, he's thinking inside the box, yeah.
Say it a little disrespectful and I'll like it, too.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
Disrespect me.
If that's your thing, if that's your thing.
If we have an understanding, if that's my thing with you. And I would say that could be my thing with Gary Anders because he makes nice clothing and I like clothing. He makes hats and T-shirts and they say G-spot.
G-spot.
Think inside the box.
Gary, why are you so obsessed with this G-spot?
I like it. I think he should be. Make me squirt, Gary.
Snope is really good.
Yeah, baby. Tickle my spot.
Hi, Gary.
My goddess spot.
Hey, Gary, if you want to sell your stuff, we'll put it on our new shopping cart, okay? And you don't have to pay anything, but you have to pay us if you sell stuff. How's that sound? That's the deal, and I know you've been trying to do this for at least 5 years.
Hey.
So there you go.
And anybody can sell their stuff with us. I mean, we have to approve it. And no, we're not selling right. The AR-15. So no. Not anybody.
We're not selling Jesus? No, sir.
We will sell bullet vibrators and right. Gun oil lube.
And Jesus butt plugs.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have baby Jesus That's butt it. Plugs.
The whole South now
and
has cut us off.
Jackhammer Jesus. Dildos.
Jackhammer.
Mm-hmm.
Jackhammer.
And when it's inside
Jesus.
Of you, what do you say? Jesus is in me now.
You know, it's funny. Most people know about dildos. They know about those things. They don't know about, or they don't talk about the Jesus hammer and this hammer and, you know?
Right.
They don't.
So people want a squirt, people want a Jesus hammer. I would like to say goodbye to someone else,
okay.
But Who's perhaps...
Somebody dead?
Yes.
Oh, another dead one.
Another dead one. Oh. Like I said, it happens in bunches.
Yeah, that's because we're old.
Exactly. I'm young at heart, but not chronologically. So
when you guys get to be our age, all your friends will be dead.
It's all the weird.
People you honored and loved, they'll all be dead.
Yeah, you guys have been hit by it a lot lately. I'm sorry.
If I had to go to all those funerals, my God.
You got to think about it. You got to handle it.
Yeah, my mom just went to a funeral from somebody that she was,
Who did?
Knew. My mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the funeral was, they had to wear tie-dye. That was the
outfit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fun.
That was kind of fun.
Tie-dye.
I've been seeing themed
I hope that
funerals.
Was the deceased's last wish. Or they could be watching from above going, oh, God, these people.
what
are they doing at my funeral? Okay.
One could only assume.
Well, you know, we talk about sex a lot, and sex is the little death, the petite mort, le petit mort.
Le petit mort.
Oui, oui, en français. The little death, because when you come, you die a little.
Oh, yeah. That's what it means.
Especially as you get older, I find. I come harder than ever.
Right.
And it's like I go down this tunnel that I had visited during my near-death experience a few years ago that I will talk about some other time. But I did have a near-death experience that had certain erotic elements to it.
I was the conductor. No?
Yes. Of course, you're always the conductor. The director and the publisher. And the producer.
Except
and the husband.
I'm the husband.
And the witness, my witness. There Can I get a witness?
A witness.
Amen and a woman.
We witness each other's life every
day. Women.
I look at her ass. She looks at mine. We are witnesses to love.
We are witnesses to love.
Give it up.
Max.
Give it up.
And so, brothers and sisters, we are gathered here together to say farewell to Sister Jackie Blue.
Jackie.
And we certainly saw her ass a few times.
Oh, my God. I couldn't avoid it.
No.
She was running around Bonoboville.
Jackie Blue. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Jackie.
With her, I could almost say rest in pleasure because she was so into...
And by the way, you can smoke all you want once you're dead.
And kink.
Don't worry about it.
And so into pleasure that even loved pain. Extreme pain, I'm talking. Not this play stuff. She was into it. She was a former in-house member of Bonoboville.
Yeah, she was a Bonobo.
Yes, she was.
One of the we've lost three Bonobos, I think, in the 30 years.
And what a character she was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, her reputation definitely, I have never met her, but I feel like I know her from all the stories I've always heard about her. So.
What a force of nature.
Yeah, she was.
She was wild. She was funny, usually. Yeah. Sometimes, well, you know, all of us have our off jokes, but funny.
Yeah, she was very
fun. Always fun.
And
super
tits.
Kinky.
Tits.
Well, first it was her
normal tits
right. Which grew through ingesting estrogen, I think I can say. Yeah. And then she got
tits.
Plastic surgery.
Right. My only problem with her was the dick part.
You mean the dick part?
Well, she had something.
She had a dick.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with
I
that.
I got a dick. I don't need another dick.
I mean, everyone likes to.
She kept showing you
thing.
Her dick?
Max.
I don't like to be dicked around.
She didn't dick you around.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Not that you know.
You are just so sensitive.
Max got some secrets.
Harry says
I have hemorrhoids, so I don't want nothing going up the tunnel in the back.
Did she ask you if she could go up your hemorrhoid alley?
Oh.
That's what the doctor said. Your colon
anyway,
is all
this
cool.
Is supposed to be a eulogy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
right.
Harry Sapien is chiming in on Facebook saying when Jackie Blue would get drunk, she would try to blow me.
Yeah.
So it seems like she was pretty.
So, you know, it's
Harry,
true.
She would try to blow anybody.
Jackie would come on to everybody. She was really loving, and she wanted
to share her love.
She was always wanting to give. She was... a good submissive. She was ultra exhibitionistic. She was a masochist, really. I mean, if you wanted to, you could hit her. You could spank her as hard as possible. She could take a whip or a dick or a hug.
Aww.
I also would like to mention this for all you homophobics and all you... right-wing Republican Soviets. She was beaten very badly down at Union Station one day.
Gosh. Yeah, she was.
Just a couple of weeks before she died.
She and posted pictures.
Yeah, I believe she was murdered.
Oh, my gosh.
By whoever attacked
they
her.
They say she died in her sleep.
That's fine.
That's on the news. But I agree. I think she was beaten a few times. I know she was because she had posted pictures before of being beaten. And poor Jackie. I think she certainly died from her wounds.
Yeah.
From life.
In life.
Yes. Yes. And maybe more than that. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But she certainly consensually was into being hit. But yes, folks, just because somebody's a submissive and likes you to spank them really hard on their ass or various things doesn't mean they want to be punched. Mm-hmm. And of course, she did not want to be punched. And she was. And fortunately... that did not happen at Bonoboville. It never, ever happened at Bonoboville.
What did that happen?
That she was punched.
Oh, no.
No, she was constantly spanked and whipped and fucked and
consensually,
everything.
Consensually.
She was begging for it. We didn't do it enough for her.
It sounds like, when you were naming all the ways that you had
In
tried.
In fact, that is one of the reasons she left, is she wanted to be having sex every day.
Especially with certain people in this community.
Well, in any, you know.
Community.
With all due respect, guys, she did ask everybody, and she loved everybody, and it was beautiful.
I know, she did.
She offered herself. I don't think she was too pushy.
I mean, you know, she would come out naked with your...
Well, yeah, she was an exhibitionist, and she did like to run around naked a lot.
Right, with the things.
And I thought it was beautiful, you know, but I like it. I like all that. You are more fussy.
Yeah, if
you're
old
world. Right.
I don't know.
I love everybody running around naked. Problem is everybody wasn't running
kidding.
Around naked.
I think you all should run around
Jackie.
Naked.
So your problem were the people, the clothed people.
Yeah, just run around naked. Start in the house, then start running down the hallways, you know, and into the parking lot, and then you'll face off SWAT teams.
Just wear a leaf. Just wear leaves.
Wear leaves.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
So I think I met Jackie at my first DomCon lecture.
Yes, I think so.
But she had that kind of personality that you felt like you already knew her. She just was so friendly.
Super friendly.
And acted like she knew you. And she sat in the front row and she laughed at all my jokes.
And smart girl.
Yes.
I loved her right away.
Right. Of course. And she clapped and she cheered. She was a cheerleader.
Aww.
She was great. As long as it was only for an hour before she would be able to talk or do something. Yeah. She always wanted to be the center of attention. But she could give you her attention for about an hour or maybe an hour and a half. And then she had to get spanked or something.
Right.
And I got it. Yeah, she needed to be touched. And I'm sure she had a hard time in the pandemic, actually. And perhaps one reason she associated with some bad people was out of loneliness. I don't know. But I know she loved to be touched. She was in Vegas when she died. Oh, poor Jackie. She was amazing. Mistress Cyan loved her. At least for a while. I don't know how she felt eventually. I remember she smacked her good with a snake tail whip. It was beautiful to behold. Mistress Porcelain once hit her ass with a Nerf gun. Goddess Phoenix. That's where she first used
the gun or the Nerfs?
The Nerf gun. It was this gun that was like target practice. Like she was a bullseye. Little needles went into her flesh.
Aye.
Yes.
Sounds like a taser.
Jewel, hello, Jewel. Jewel is on Clubhouse.
Hi. Oh,
I don't know if
Clubhouse.
Jewel knows Jackie.
I don't know if she knows Jackie.
You have to let her speak.
Yeah, let's speak. Great. This is great.
Oh, she's now joined.
All right.
Okay, hello. Hi.
Join us.
Yes, I
hello,
am.
Hello, Jewel. Which Jewel is this? Jewel Marceau. I'm not looking at your name. Okay.
Yeah, my name is Jewel Marceau. That's correct.
I know you. You were on my show years ago.
Yes,
you
many
are
years ago.
You are so beautiful. You were in a cage.
Oh,
I gotta hear
consensually,
this story.
Consensually,
of course. Everything's consensual in Bonobo.
This was like 2009, right?
I don't know anymore. I really don't remember.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember being in a cage. I thought I gave someone a lap dance.
Oh, you gave someone a lap dance.
I think you
dance.
Did, too. I think you did that, too. Maybe
Can't
it was just
both?
Like a platform that reminded me of a cage. Maybe it wasn't a full cage. I think it might have been you were up high on a platform.
Maybe the door was open.
Right.
Doing something.
And we're getting
dancing,
older,
and
memory,
yeah, then you and then like there's that. I do remember you're beautiful. I am right about that.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're beautiful too. I was just looking at your website.
Oh, and you are so right about that.
Do you see any pictures of me?
Okay, Abe is holding. You see, Abe, if I actually get close to this, I have to go away from the microphone.
I'm sorry. I was
so
just
don't do it because it's too. Unless
you're talking.
What
you're
we
talking.
Need
no, she's a hottie.
Is
yeah,
a longer.
She's a hottie too. Okay,
but I already knew that.
Is a picture of her.
We need a longer wire. So, Jewel. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm doing really well. You know, you've been on my mind for years. I've been meaning to catch up with you and track you down. And life is just really busy.
Yeah, wow. Of course. Right.
Well, cool. Did you know Jackie Blue?
I don't know. I don't remember Jackie Blue. No.
Wow. Okay.
I think you'd remember her. Yeah. That's one thing I know about her and the legacy she's left behind is that she's memorable.
Yes, you would. She was quite something. But we're just saying goodbye to her because she
was great. She was wonderful.
From this to the next level. And, you know, sex, death, everything is related. So... what's happening? How's it going?
Good.
You were with a guy, like, speaking of Satan, wasn't he into, like, Satan school or something?
Are you talking to me,
maybe
Joel?
I'm talking about someone else.
Were you hanging out with Satan?
I have not met Satan yet. No.
Okay. Hang on. You guys talk.
Okay, so, hi. Oh. So
we have Fun in the Sun on Reddit saying Abe used to have a great head of hair in the older pics, but he keeps that shit under wraps now. And it's funny you bring that up because Abe just has a new hairstyle.
Oh, Jules Marceau. Why'd you turn me off? Okay.
Oh, because you were...
Jules Marceau. Yeah,
I see Mistress Tara, Indiana, has joined us.
I know who you are now. You are not the Jewel I was thinking of.
Okay, no
but you are
why
a whole other gem of a woman.
Yeah, you weren't in the cage.
A sparkling, let's
yeah,
see,
so
ruby,
then I wasn't in the cage.
A ruby-lipped beauty. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I did a lap dance on your show, yeah. But I don't remember being with Satan or any kind of...
No, well, because it was
every once in a while we do a show without Satan. So that was one of the shows that the devil wasn't there.
Yeah, we usually...
Or maybe he was just hanging in the back. So...
You know, yeah.
Are you still giving lap dances?
I am not. No, the tables have turned long since then. Yeah, so... No.
Are you dancing on tables?
I don't dance on tables. No. Uh-uh. Aww, it sounds dangerous.
What do you do?
I make videos. I make a lot of videos.
Ah, videos.
What do you do in the videos?
Wait, is there sex stuff in the videos?
Kink stuff?
Kinky stuff?
Sexy
videos? Make a lot of kinky videos.
Kinky
videos.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, why not?
Oh, you should have known Jackie Blue. You should
have. I probably
have.
Do. I'm
she was something. I remember one of her most amazing feats was when Miss Freudian Slit. That's right. You got that name right?
A slit.
Right.
Got it.
She reamed Jackie Blue with a silicone horse penis, okay, on a machine, one of those in and out and in and out and in and out Franklin Delano Roosevelt machines. I mean, fuck the rich machines. Right? A fucking machine.
So,
while she was on her knees dressed as a nun.
Oh my gosh, that sounds awesome.
And she took it all with a smile, and she begged for more. She was something, Jackie Blue. So is that the kind of thing you do on your videos?
Well, actually, I want to ask a question. What is the favorite fetish?
Of her videos?
That people ask for.
Okay. Well,
is there a favorite?
I wanted to know if she did a fucking machine video, but okay.
Well, I mean,
I've done loads of fucking machine videos. Yeah, I've been working since 1996.
Yes, loads of fucking machine videos.
Loads of fucking machine. I have a fucking machine. Yes.
You do?
Oh, you do?
Do you use it yourself?
What's his name?
I used to.
You
did?
Does he have a name? Yeah. Is it
Big Barney. Yeah, Big Barney.
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 You know, that's the perfect name.
Barney, I'm hot.
Big as a barn.
Oh, big as a barn.
You go back Barney. To the horse imagery.
That's a fun
right,
name.
Right, right. This is what's going on.
It's Barney.
It's Barney again.
The fucking machine.
Hay around.
I keep it close to my bed.
Oh. You don't keep it in bed, right?
Doesn't yeah, close talk back. It. Doesn't take up the whole bed.
Right. Let's make hay with Barney.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Hi, can I call you great. Back? I'm talking
okay,
to Barney.
Okay, so now that you've answered my question, yes. You do fucking machine videos, which is totally cool.
But and what's the
I
biggest
fetish? I feel bad
fetish.
That you didn't have the experience of working with Jackie, although maybe you did because you've done so many. So now yeah. Max's question is, what's your most popular fetish?
That you
so
get.
So I've transitioned quite a bit. So when I met Dr. Susie, I was working with Isabella Sinclair on the Ivy Manor series.
Okay, and I was, now I remember you totally because of okay. Isabella Sinclair.
Ah, you were just faking it up till now. I gotcha.
Well, no, I wasn't.
It's called old age.
Can I please, yes, please explain go. My process? First, I made a mistake. And yes, I thought you were someone else. Then I remembered you, that I knew you, your essence. But I forgot all about who you came with or when you were there. Although it was quite a while ago.
Joint.
Yes, with Isabella Sinclair.
Yeah,
then
right.
went on to found Damask, who has clothed me many times in beautiful latex for DomCon. And yes, you were quite amazing as a kind of submissive, but more of a just a beauty.
Why, thank you very so, much.
Yes, and that was years ago.
But it you're was, still I think beautiful. It was before 2009.
It was, actually. It was like 2005, 2000, yeah, it's like 2004 or 2005 or something.
So, what is one of the favorite? Yeah, I'm still trying. Find out.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I know. I'm so excited now that I really know who she is.
So, yeah. So I, around the, 2009, around that time, I began transitioning from being a bondage model and a submissive and doing more femdom work. Anything fetish, femdom, and wrestling. So
wrestling.
That's what I've
wrestling.
Done
wrestling.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cool. Wow. Wrestling. So the show that we're playing is a throwback show. Right now we're doing these radio shows, but wrestling. We're playing video throwbacks. So this one is our speakeasy launch at my birthday, Bacchanalia. And for my birthday, like a great Roman empress, I had wrestlers in my birthday ring. And I think they
how
were
fun.
Naked or almost naked.
Who was naked?
Well, Danielle was one of the wrestlers, Danielle Watts.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the great Mistress Kara. Of course, Danielle is great, too. But Mistress Kara is the wrestling champion.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
Yeah, I have my hand up. do you by any chance know... a woman who was called Queen Adrena, and then she became a wrestler.
No, I don't know Queen Adrena.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. I was just wondering since you
that's
were doing wrestling.
From many years ago.
Yeah.
Queen Adrena was great. She did come to visit us. We do have a show with her, but she spent many years with you. She was one of the original Doms and one of the original phone sex operators, creators.
We
actually.
Started the first
that's
commercial.
Another story.
That's a whole other story. But anyway.
Right. Are you going to go to DomCon?
I am planning to go to DomCon at least for one day. I think it would be good to make an appearance and try to connect with people we haven't seen in almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. I hope you come.
Thank God.
Come.
And come again. I am going to be one of the mistresses of ceremonies.
Oh, that's
going
to be awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but fun and an honor. So we'll see
absolutely.
How it all
yeah.
goes. It'll be very interesting as to how it goes. But I'm going to be doing a class my usual bonobo way femdom class, although I have a new title. Okay, we devised this title, Captain Max and I, last night, because we were on a deadline. Secrets, because everyone wants to know secrets, right? Of the kinky femdom bonobos. I don't hear any applause. I don't hear any cheers.
Yay.
Where's Jackie Glue when I need her? Okay.
Hey, Jackie, if you run across Jesus, could you have him give me a call?
She was a full person. I mean, I think she was from North Carolina. She seems to have led a few lives before she made it to Bonoboville. When she was here, though, she became a kinkster's kinkster, the bottom without a bottom, although everyone has a bottom. And I guess poor Jackie hit hers. Although, I got to give respect to Jackie Blue, Sister Jackie, in the Church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville. She was definitely a bonobo sapien, and she was not afraid to follow her dreams, to surrender, because that's what orgasm, love, goodness is all about. Surrender. Lust with trust. She was not afraid to surrender utterly to her mistress or her master. She was not afraid to be a woman. She was not afraid to be a porn star. She was not afraid to be an artist. She was not afraid to be herself. So goodbye, Jackie.
Yeah, wow. So, Jackie, we love you. Be at peace. Smoke a cigarette, have a drink. Heaven.
She left a week ago, but it is kind of appropriate we're saying goodbye during Pride Month. There's been a positive announcement I just want to make that Michaela Kennedy Cuomo, and they say there's no American royalty. Ha. Miss Kennedy Cuomo has come out as queer.
Kennedy Cuomo? Who's Kennedy? That's a Kennedy, one of the Kennedys?
She's one of the Kennedys.
Married to a Cuomo.
Exactly. They eventually got divorced, but not before they produced, I think, a few kids. One of them is Michaela.
Okay.
And now she has declared that she is queer.
Okay.
And bisexual. And that's totally cool and probably serves as a distraction from daddy's sex scandals.
Yeah. May your dogs lick
right.
you.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey now.
What the hell? That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So happy Pride.
Yep.
Right.
Congratulations on the babies.
It's also a remembrance of something that happened in Oklahoma.
Tulsa?
In Tulsa.
Yeah, last week we celebrated, not celebrated, but commemorated.
Yeah.
The Tulsa Massacre.
Yeah.
Terrible and not in our history books.
No, what I
I
honestly
didn't see it in my history book.
What honestly makes me sad, it really makes me sad, is that my birthday is shared with the same day as this
Tulsa Massacre. Yeah.
And this was like Black Wall Street. This was like...
It's awful.
This was like 100 years ago, but it was kind of like the blueprint to what Wall Street is in New York now. And so a lot of people have a lot of strong feelings about that day. And so I'm very sad that that this had to happen. Or it happened. It shouldn't have happened.
And here's something
it shouldn't
awful.
Happen, yeah. But I feel sad that it had to, you know, that it happened, you know, at all.
And as we talk about those things, that are dear to my heart, around the world, this is all going on. Humans are slaughtering humans. Mm. What kind of animals are we? What kind of, forget people. Kind of animal? Ooh. You're not God, you're not Jesus. You can't judge who lives and who dies.
First, I thought you said cheeses instead of yes. Jesus. Cheeses. Then I realized you said, you know,
for cheese Christ. Cheeses.
But I thought you said cheeses. So yeah. I want to talk for a minute about fat.
Yeah, fat.
Fat.
Okay.
I know it's a dirty word. It's politically incorrect. Everybody pull in their things. Okay. It's unwoke, but I'm going to say it. The American military industrial complex is too fat.
That's true.
The military industrial complex is a bunch of thieves. Do you know that some of the suppliers to the military and that whole complex, like 40% of them don't pay any taxes?
The defense budget is $753 billion. Up from Trump.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
You know what I read?
And it's not going to your relatives that happen to be troops. Sorry. It's going to contractors.
Oh, yeah, that. The troops don't get paid that much. It's very communistic. You don't make a lot of money, but life is good.
You get taken care of. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'll take care of you. But we're buying the latest bombs, giving the old ones to the police forces of America.
So a guy can't sell a gun to someone else. Our country is selling deadly weapons around the world. Around the world. And every day under our name, hundreds and hundreds are killed, raped, stolen from, beaten. And here we are in our bar. Everything's good.
Everybody seemed to like the discussion last week that we're just opening up about cougar sexuality.
Ah, yes.
And I don't have a lot of time to go too deeply into it. I hear your interest, everybody out there. Shout out to Tharasoup on YouTube, who says I ought to write a paper on MILFs and cougars. Maybe when I go back to school for my third PhD, I'll write a paper on MILFs and cougars. Until then, go to drsusanblockinstitute.com and you will see, basically, a paper. I call it a manifesto. You could call it a paper if you want.
It's not. It's a screen, actually.
Yeah. No paper. This is the paperless society.
Paperless society, yeah. Your bank doesn't pay for the paper anymore. You pay for the paper.
Right. Thara looks adorable on Twitter, though. You should check her out.
Well,
Tharasoup.
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 Thara, Tharasoup.
I like soup.
Yeah, everybody likes soup. You got to have some soup you like.
What's with Thara? Is there something I should see? Or?
Eventually. Well, you'll have a look at her. I'm sure Abe was going to look her up.
If you watch the live show, then we'll put the photos of her in the blog.
So you mean after the show?
Yeah, no, yeah, and Dr. Susie's blog.
You gotta watch, you gotta read.
Oh, you're putting it on me.
I'm sorry.
I thought maybe you'd look her up.
I could do Twitter.
Yeah, look her up. Let me.
Tharasoup, look her up so Max can see her and everybody can see her.
And you can see me.
And you'll know.
I'm the young guy with the whippersnappers.
I'm a hot cougar, too.
She's a hot cougar.
And as you get older, even if you've got a husband that's many years older than you, you still kind of have to like the idea of being a cougar, because it is mainly about going after younger lovers as a definition. But it is also about being young at heart and doing youthful things. For instance, recently, who had a birthday besides Abe?
Yay.
Dr. Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden. She celebrated her 70th birthday. She is the oldest first lady, and she took a bike ride.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, If I was the Secret Service, I wouldn't let the 80-year-old president ride on a bicycle.
Outside. People waving, and he's waving, yeah, and she's waving. They're just like kids, seriously.
It's like an accident waiting to happen.
It's beautiful. I'm sure they had it totally mapped out. It was a nice photo op.
They have an ambulance in case he falls. Yeah, no, it was wonderful.
They're all behind the screen.
Right, they're not on the screen.
Right. So, you know, they're watching every step. It was a very nice gesture.
Yeah,
it wasn't a fancy party.
No, it was very
nice. It wasn't like planting a tree in high heels.
He's trying to connect with sane people.
Right. Unlike the former guy and his lady.
And talk about sane things, you know, like actually he brought this up. It's about we lost all our manners. We know not how to act in different situations. You know, when Harry is looking for volunteers and people, he can't believe the responses he gets, you know. So
I see Jux Lee is somewhere saying, no. It's wear a tie because somebody died.
Wear a tie because somebody died.
You Jux. Know, I don't know what he's referring to, but I appreciate the sentiment. Okay, now I know what he's referring to. He says, she really was a friend from day one to everybody, really. And he is referring not to Effie Bailey, but to Jackie Blue.
Blue, yeah.
We have a question on Reddit for you. It's a pretty serious. Sure she'll need to call in eventually. Okay. But it says, isn't it wrong? It's Venus for Vendetta. She says, I don't think it's right that my husband makes me feel bad if I don't want to have sex when he wants to.
There's a lot of negatives in that. That's like a triple negative. Of course, you shouldn't have sex if you don't want to. So I think you said you don't think it's wrong when you don't want to have sex when your husband wants you to. Is that what she said? Mm. Did I get that summary?
I don't think it's right that my husband makes me
feel bad
I don't want to have sex when he wants to.
He makes her feel bad. That is not a great form of syntax. Yeah. He doesn't make you feel bad. He grumps and complains and maybe shames you, maybe does terrible things. I don't know what he does. Hopefully he doesn't hit you. She doesn't say that, so yeah. I would imagine he doesn't hit you.
No. If he hits you, you gotta, you know.
Yeah, if he hits you, you gotta leave. You gotta go.
Get him.
Get out. Now, if he's grumping and complaining, we need to talk. You and I.
Call us.
I think. Right. You got a problem. It's not like you can just say, well, he shouldn't do that. I have a right not to have sex. Of course you have a right not to have sex. And he's not forcing you. Good for him. He is complaining. And maybe good for him for that, too. Maybe he's inarticulate about it. But at least one would suppose if he's complaining, although one might not be correct in this assessment, that he's not cheating. Because usually when the guy is cheating, he would not complain.
Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Don't say nothing.
Don't worry about it.
So
don't worry.
He is crying out for help, as they say, in the so-called mental health industry.
Oh, yes.
And it has become an industry.
Oh, yes.
Which is getting to be almost as bad as the addict industry, but not as bad.
It's huge.
It is not a bad phrase, mental health.
No, I'm with it. No, you're just nuts, and it's okay, because most of the world is bananas.
But
okay?
Also, it doesn't imply that you're nuts.
Right.
It sort of says everybody has a state of mental health. Come on. You're not an addict. Addict is like you're a sinner. You're bad. You think about sex too much. You're a devil. That's why you got a widow's peak. Right. Anyway, so what's her name?
I like the guy that's criminally
Venus
insane.
For Vendetta.
Venus. You got a name like Venus? No wonder your husband expects some sex.
V for Vendetta. Shout out to V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah. V for
like
Vendetta. Right. Anonymous guy. Yeah, that's
Guy
a
Fox.
Little scary.
That's the Guy Fawkes
But it's
guy.
Okay. Yeah. It's cool, but... Anyway, I'm not sure how you feel about sex. Why don't you want it? Is it because you had a kid? Because he smells bad? Because you never were attracted to him and you're there for his money?
There's a lot of variables.
Right.
But she shouldn't feel bad anyway, regardless.
At all. No, she has...
No, you'll just end up
autonomy.
It's her
breaking up. Or
it's her fucking apparatus.
She's getting tons of advice, too, from more Redditors chiming in. So thanks, everyone, for looking out.
Appreciate that.
Right. Okay, so don't have sex when you don't want to. But also, if you love your partner and they want sex, you need to explore. Maybe just verbally... Figure out what's going on, how you could help them with their sexual needs.
Because compromise.
Exactly. If you don't help them, someone else will. And compromise was the word, which
that's what Jill said.
Very good advice, usually. Sometimes you can get totally your way, but rarely. Usually you have to compromise.
Yeah. So... Well, you know,
Jewel had a jewel of a word. She didn't say anything for like 10 minutes, and then she had a jewel of a word.
What was that?
Compromise.
Compromise. It's a beautiful word. She said one word.
That's it. And it was a great word.
Deal's done.
It's a bonobo word. That's what they do all the time.
Make a deal.
I have a lot of sex and compromise. Okay.
Yep. Keep it simple.
Well, that I don't always agree with. Keep it simple. Sometimes very complicated. It's nice to be able to keep it simple.
Oh, try.
Try. But if you can't, you have to do the deep dive.
The deep dive.
Maybe they were abused as a child and you need to talk about it.
Oh.
I meant keep the language simple. Just keeping the language simple.
Or maybe they have a weird fetish. It takes them a little time to talk about it. Maybe they need a professional. Anyway, that's Jewel.
Hi, Jewel.
We're on many different platforms.
Hello.
Right now.
Hi.
We are on Clubhouse. We are on YouTube. We are on Reddit. We are on Facebook.
Instagram.
Wow.
And Instagram. Yes.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't know you could be on that many at the same time.
We are very polyamorous around here. So
we hang out with everybody, every platform. You know,
so I want to give a shout out to valedictorian Paxton Smith.
Here, here.
Down in Texas.
Good shout out.
Who, as they say, pulled a switcheroo and spoke out against anti-abortion laws in Texas.
That's weird.
She had told her principal and advisor that she would give a different speech. And you thought that was weird, Abe?
Yeah, I mean, she was against it?
She was against an anti-abortion law, meaning she is for
I reversed
women's choice.
I'm sorry.
You startled us. You startled us.
All right.
Time out.
No, the language
Many, many girlfriends of Abe, you can relax. if the worst comes to worst.
The language is kind of confusing for me.
He will... go along with your choice.
You always have a woman's choice.
Anyway, she gave a beautiful speech. I mean, she pulled a switcheroo and it was scary to do that. And everybody liked it. She looked good. She sounded good. It reminded me of when I pulled a switcheroo. You know what I'm talking about, Captain Max?
No, but... Please,
it was before I interviewed F. Lee Bailey.
Right.
It was when I was about 15, maybe.
You were 15
And I turned down the DAR award.
Oh, wow.
For history. Because the DAR, which stands for Daughters of the American Revolution. I looked them up. They're now very integrated. They got black people, brown people, red people, yellow people, white people. When I was 15, was all white.
And no purple people
leaders. Not only was it all white, it was supposedly all descendants of the Mayflower period of American history.
Every American I have ever met tells me that they were from the Mayflower. okay, somehow. Well, which is very possible.
You had to prove it.
Oh, you had to prove it.
With the DAR. You had to somehow show your lineage.
I see.
And it was very racist.
Sure.
And it was very pro-war. And we were in the midst of the Vietnam War. It was winding down, but it was being fought. People were dying, and they were very pro-war. They still are, actually. They support the troops and the wars, the military. But they're integrated. But then you had to trace your ancestors back to the Mayflower, or maybe the Revolution. Maybe it didn't have to be the Mayflower. It could be some slave owners, any, who lived way back when. So now I guess your ancestors could have come over on a slave ship, you know. But then you had to come over on the Mayflower or something like that.
Well, good for you doing that, something so, standing up to something at such a young age.
Right. Well, thank you, Mariah.
No, that's one of the reasons.
My
I
principal
love this woman.
Did not think so.
It's okay. That's okay. That your means principal. You're on the right track.
It's funny. I gave him sort of a chance. I told him, look, I'm going to turn it down. I told him the truth. And he said, no, you can't do that. And I remember so distinctly, he put his head in his hands.
What drama.
He was very dramatic. And he pulled it down and he said, if you do that, I cannot give you the award. I said, oh, okay, then I won't do that.
Oh, so you did a switcheroo.
I did a switcheroo.
That's the switcheroo.
I told him I wouldn't take it. But I did it so, I was so transparent. I'm sorry. He should have known.
Your principal, like, shamed you for taking an opportunity?
Course. Yes.
What?
I'm sure the DAR paid him in many ways. And when I turned it down in front of everybody, he was very upset and cut off my mic. But I had a strong voice at the time. So I yelled it out into the auditorium about what racists and warmongers they were. And it was a surprise speech against the war. But there was no social media back then.
It didn't exist, really.
No, you couldn't report. There was nobody to report to also.
There was no independent journalism like that, right? It was like the social media is independent journalism in a way, right?
It is. It is.
Slightly, unless without the censorship. I'm just, you know, I'm using these terms lightly.
And yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
Susie.
So all I got was a lot of flack from the principal, and my parents were not thrilled, believe me. They were not. I had asked them, too.
Wow.
Do you mind if I turn it down? Yes, we mind. You should not do that. We understand how you feel, Susie. You could make a speech about it, but don't turn it down. So I said, okay.
Just change the speech.
And I turned it down, and then they went, oh. But my brother was proud of me, and he didn't speak to me at the time because he thought I was such a nerd. And so he was proud of me. So I thought, well, maybe I'm not such a nerd. And the cool kids at school supported it. And I mean, I have to admit, I didn't know what to do. It wasn't like my views were that strong, but they were for me. And I thought it wasn't right. And this group of kids kind of pumped me up and I turned it down. And anyway, kudos to you, Paxton Smith. If you had a group of kids, maybe some boys, maybe some girls, who just gave you the strength to give that speech, you know, those people were cheering. I had a few cheers, probably not as many as you. And it's a beautiful thing that you did. You got to speak out. You earned it with that valedictorian honor. So go bonobos for Paxton Smith. Bonobos are also very smart, and they have a lot of sex, because sex makes you smarter. That's part of it. But also because it's smart to have sex.
It's almost the end of the show. If you guys don't know who we are, we're trying to find out who you are, and we're trying to talk to you about things that are not talked about or laughed about in other places. We're about the culture and the evolution of whether our philosophies and our needs as humanity are ours, or whether they're Republican Soviet kind of country that you want. That's not funny at all. Hey, listen, if you want to support us, you can go to our website. You can give in many different ways, you know, and I'm going to tell you how, but we sell all kinds of stuff. So come
visit us.
Somebody
wants to know, what's the art behind you and to the left?
The art behind me and to the left, and that is Sex Week at Yale.
The magazine.
I spoke at Sex Week at Yale. Yeah. I helped to start it, and then they ruined it.
Yeah, they ruined it. They, once again,
first they tortured it, and then they killed it.
Right.
Too bad.
There's a topless woman on the magazine cover.
Yes, and she is a student.
Yes, she's a student.
Yes, a senior.
At Yale.
Oh, yeah.
And she's wearing Yale panties, which they discontinued.
Right, and they threatened to sue us for selling Yale what are those called?
Thongs. Yale University thongs.
Thongs, and they said, if you sell these thongs, we're going to sue you. Susan wrote back to them.
Sue me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm legally blonde. I'm Effley Bailey's protégé.
I will be happy to talk
protégé.
To you. I will be happy to talk to your board of trustees and let them know that the directors of this university are going to sue me over a pair of panties.
That you used to sell.
That you used to sell. Right?
You used to sell these panties.
And that I bought.
At the university.
Yeah, okay. It's okay.
It's ridiculous. That's
they've put out a lot of good lawyers, too. You know. I went through Yale, too.
So somebody says here, trannies are awesome. Fun in the sun. And let me tell you, fun in the sun. I used to use the word tranny. And I can't say I never do, but it's not, like, cool. You're not supposed to.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to, but...
Jackie would not have minded.
No,
she
right,
didn't mind.
Right. And it's also the way you say it.
Well, but he's writing.
I love you.
You say trans. If you want people that are with it, or you could say younger...
I'm sorry.
So there's a
you would say trans.
I had
not tranny.
Yeah, you wouldn't say the last part. You would just say right. trans.
Although I had a new client telling me that he had a passion. Actually, he said addiction.
To?
He made a confession to his mother confessor, and he confessed to me that he was addicted to she-males.
She-males.
I said, you couldn't need real trans people because they don't want to be called she-males.
Well, okay.
You must be just looking at porn.
Well,
and it's true. He was just looking at porn. He's not really needing.
Yeah.
Real people don't use that term. Just not used.
But would they be offended? I mean, it depends how you say it.
Depends on how much you're paying, perhaps.
Or that, or if you're going,
this is a capitalist world.
Tranny, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
This show is called...
And I'm going to fucking knife you.
No, well, yeah. Come on.
That's terrible.
Even if you use the proper language, and you're
being assaulted. But that's what they were saying to her while they were beating her, probably.
Oh,
yeah, that's what's going on there. I mean, I don't want to be too dramatic, but and I wasn't there, but...
Right. We don't know exactly how she passed. But we do know that she was beaten and she had posted pictures. And we do know that, of course, any kind of physical violence is the worst thing. But there is a certain verbal respect, I guess, on the internet that you should use. Etiquette. It's called sexual etiquette. And it keeps changing. It does. That's what's frustrating to us old people, I say, on the cusp of my birthday.
No, yeah, it's strange.
For us old people, we don't like that it changes, that words that we used to use. I myself am particularly stuck on the word grooming. I like that word.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it.
We have to go. I also have to get ready for my birthday. You got to build me a pool.
I'm building a pool. I mean, it's like a 6x4 pool.
Isn't that sexy?
That is super romantic and sweet, right, and I love it. You guys are awesome. Right?
So that's what you're getting for your birthday. And
the grand opening of the Bonoboville pool will be Thursday.
Right. Yeah.
Just letting you all know.
Now that we have a hotel.
Oh, no, we do not have a hotel. And no, you can't just come over.
Right. At all.
We get a lot of
special
people who ask.
Stay away.
Invitation,
we love you.
Maybe.
Okay,
no.
We got to go.
Got to watch the speakeasy launch and birthday bacchanalia. I didn't tell you
after this,
who's in it. Can I just list who's in it? Janelle Hopkins and Mistress Kara and Mushumi Ghosts and Rhiannon Aarons dressed as Stormy Daniels and Goddess Phoenix and Shamanatrix Missy Galore and Chef Be Live and his son Zivu and of course his wife Danielle Watts and Tammy Parrott, and oh gosh, like all kinds of people.
Just watch the thing. It's hot. It'll get you hot. You'll be sitting there doing
it. Yes, I saw part of it.
And Jackie gets totally naked, all hanging out with her new fake boobs.
And
so
then you'll
happy.
Know who we were talking
and
about.
And her penis is hanging out.
That's
and
right.
Max is freaking out. Oh, there's
I'm not
a penis.
Freaking out.
She loves those boobs. But, oh, and there's a penis. And she has a very nice butt.
No. I'm not. You know.
I'm just teasing you, honey. I know you're not freaking out.
Yeah. It's like choosing whether you want this bank or that bank.
A lot of naked hula hooping. It's very orgiastic.
All right. We got to go.
So we love you. We want you to be good. We want you to be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Don't be too amosexual. And if you feel too amosexual, put your guns away. Give them up to the police, perhaps.
Give them away where they won't kill anyone.
Except the police kill people, too. So that's a whole other subject. But make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. And I love you. Especially after you built me that pool.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.